Hello and welcome to Booktopia On. My name is Bronwyn.
I'm Ben.
I'm John.
I am Sarah.
And we're talking about Australian Stories today, which, for those of you who don't know, is our campaign that we run in January of every year to celebrate Australian authors. So, John, here's the pitch. You love the pitch.
Well, this is probably the most exciting time of the year for Australian authors, because we run a poll and it goes off on social media. It has done since 2010. And every year we ask for nominations, and on social media people throw in their favourite authors as nominated. And then we hold a whole series of heats where people get to vote, and it goes crazy. And then we have the finals, and then slowly we announce the top 50 favourite Australian authors, and it is... it's mad every year, and we never know who's going to win, and it changes. It sometimes it seems obvious to us halfway through who's going to do it, and then someone comes in and blitzes it. And it's been a real great showcase, because generally it is a great mix of all the great Australian writers.
That's something that's really special about this poll, is you get a really broad spectrum of all kinds of readers and authors coming to the party. And you get this beautiful showcase of everything Australians read, and what that sort of rainbow of reading in Australia, and the kind of books that we produce. I find it fascinating every time.
It's basically like the Oscars for Australian books, but more fun.
Way more fun.
More underdressed.
Definitely more underdressed. You can vote from your, pyjamas on the couch kind of thing.
But everyone gets involved.
They do.
And authors and readers together as well, which is always fun.
Well, that's what I'm seeing right now on social media. It is going off less than 24 hours, and I already have hundreds of nominations, because that's the phase we're in, everybody. This week is nominations. So if you haven't joined in, jump on social, because the conversation is just, it's so much fun. Authors, readers, publishers, everyone's just talking to each other. There's a lot of gifts being thrown around.
It is my preferred method of communication.
Me too. But it's really great to see everyone supporting each other. And look, I just had one pop up on my phone right there. So,
What's wonderful about the Australian industry is when we get to Christmas and we look at all the different books that are coming out, the large majority of books that are in the front windows or in the piles in the front of bookshops or in our emails are Australian. They're produced here. We've got such a rich and deep and wide range of creatives working in Australia, from cookbooks, from illustrators, from kids' books, from history to biography. There's just so much stuff that we are producing and consuming here that is all homegrown. And compared to other countries, when I look at the stuff in America and I look at the stuff in the UK, and I think, you haven't quite got it going on compared to stuff we're doing. We are producing so much great content in Australia right now.
Especially for the scale of us.
Yeah.
We compete with the UK. It's incredible. We have our authors on their bestseller list.
Yeah. I mean, we just saw Aaron Blaby, the creator of Pig the Pug and The Bad Guys, is up there on the
New York Times bestseller list.
It's crazy. And Leanne dominated it. It's her list. Last year, she just pretty much owned the list. So we are
hopefully this year it'll be Jane Harper's list.
She was up there too, wasn't she? So we're exporting as well as creating and reading it here in Australia.
So what we're saying is Australian authors are the best authors,
pretty much. Yeah.
And that's why we do this every January, is we start off our year and we think, what do we want to talk about, what's important to us, what are we about, and that's stop number one.
So who do we think is going to win, and shall I run books?
Well, Caroline Overton came onto Twitter yesterday and just went, "Jimmy's going to canter it in," I think was her phrase. Jimmy Barnes is going to canter it in. But I think he's got tough competition with Leanne Moriarty. I think she is going to be really... I mean, everyone was reading all of her books. Mm. And they're all in the bestseller list. Like, every single book she has ever written is up there in the bestseller list. It's insane. So someone like that should have a massive following. But then again, you've got Jimmy with all the people who love his music as well jumping in. So...
Yeah, it's a tough call.
And then Matt Riley hasn't got a book this year, but he's got a last year, but he has a book in 2018, which gets people thinking about him again.
And people never forget.
I don't even know if Matt Riley needs to have a book in 2017 to win.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Bible.
Yeah, it's always going to be a bestseller.
He could easily win without a book in the last year.
Yeah, considering the price Courtney keeps getting up pretty high every year, and he's been gone for some time. Tim Winton, he's got a cracker of a book coming. Is it in March or is it in later?
I believe it's March. It is a fantastic book.
Shepherd's Hut.
Yeah, I've not been on the... this is something strange about me, but I've not been on the Tim Winton bandwagon. If there is a bandwagon, I like to think there is. But now I'm on board and I'm riding shotgun. Like, Tim's done a fantastic job with this book. I was just in it.
And it's a brutal bloody book.
Yeah,
it's
brutal and dry and mean. It is as harsh as the environment that it's set in, which is in like a desert in WA. But it's such a, you can feel it. Like, you dust yourself off after reading a few pages.
Well, it's making me want to read it.
Yeah, you have to have a shower after reading.
Yeah, it is.
It looks kind of short.
It is, but it's actually longer than it looks. This is a, it's a quite a small package that we got, but it's longer and it's just so
densely written, so much little can change in this world and yet so much happens in the text. You've got really just there's one character and you are just immersed in his world, and you just follow his life in a very short crucial period, and the landscape is a huge character in this book. I think that's something, you know, quite normal for Tim's writing. It's great. I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, well, if anyone who read the Eerie, and with all the big ideas and the characters and the sort of, it's a completely different thing. This is a condensed smack in the face. It really is. It's something that reminds you that there's something beyond your smartphone, something beyond the suburban life, and it is big and it is brutal. It's amazing. Wow. Anyway, so that's one of the things coming up. I've got a little pile here. I mean, this year is just already lining up with some enormous big reads coming up.
Just around the corner, so you've got a Candace Fox.
Wow. Love affair continues.
Point.
I can't wait to read that.
I say this all the time about Candace Fox, so I'm just going to say it again. She's got like three series running, and my favourite is whichever one she's most recently written. So
yeah, I've heard you say that probably at least half a dozen times.
Yeah, so I'm on this endless like Ferris wheel with her, where it's like a book is coming and I'm slightly disappointed because it's not the one that I think is my favourite series, and then I read it and I'm like, oh no, this is my favourite series, and then it happens again. So this one's really good. It's the second book. It's the follow-up from Crimson Lake, and it's amazing, and I finished it over the holidays and I love it. And I'm really struggling. This is my first day back from holidays. I'm not really a human. I'm more
myself
of like
as well.
A person-shaped bag of post-holiday blues. But
well,
I do.
Let me take over then. I've got a list here of all this great stuff coming out. Some of them you will have heard of, some of you won't. Trent Dalton, Boy Swallows Universe, I think it's his first novel. I started reading it last night and delighted in how different it was. I mean, you read a lot of people writing in the similar sort of vein, and he's already shaking it up straight away. And it's set in Brisbane, in a working class suburb. It's pretty dark, but the subject's pretty dark, but the telling of it, because it's from a young boy, is kind of light. It's wonderful. Anyways, I didn't expect to read more than a couple pages to get a taste of it, but I ended up going to 40 pages before going to sleep. And I'm hopeful that it continues on the way it goes, because I'm really enjoying it so far. One that I read over the Christmas break was Tracy Sorensen's The Lucky Galah. Pam and Millen Picador particularly are very excited about this book. It's coming out in March, I think it is. Bizarre little twist to it is that it is being told by a galah.
That sounds great.
You look so good, that book.
Yeah. The cover's gorgeous.
We love that thing. Yeah.
But it's set in Western Australia on the coast. It's sort of in the 60s when they're putting a man on the moon, and there's a big satellite dish in this town, and there are Americans from NASA and Australians working on the dish, and they're communicating with the spaceships that are going around. And but that's just sort of the backdrop. The rest of it is more of a town story, but it has this galah telling it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. This is a debut novel, but this woman, Tracy, was one of my undergraduate lecturers.
Oh, wow.
Really? For communications. Charles Sturt Bathurst. And just a bizarre little lady. And I'm really happy that she's written a book, and I'm really happy that it's narrated by Galah. I'm very excited for this.
The narrated by Galah thing is the hook for me.
Me too. I want to get some insight into that.
The other things, there are some books that have been talked about a lot at the moment. Mark Brandy, Wimmera, Ben Hobson, To Become a Whale. These are out now, and people are really getting into them. You see a lot on Twitter at the moment.
Wimmera won Debut Dagger Award before it was even had a publishing deal. I've not met anyone who's not gone wild for that thing.
That's a real standout from last year, and also Forces of Nature by Jane Harper.
Yeah, Australians are just killing it in crime, it seems.
Well, they've got a new one coming from HarperCollins, The Ruin, by Dervla McTiernan as well. And that one is getting a bit of a buzz around it. But other things, I mean, there's a book that I gave one of our Lee Child readers, The Hangman by Jack Heath, who gobbled it down over the holidays and quickly came out to me asking for the next one. I'm going, well, this one's just come out, so this
it's
a long wait. But we also have some books coming out from people we've always been enjoying. Tom Keneally, who has been writing for 50 years, is coming out with a book called Two Old Men Dying, which I hope is not a prophecy. We spoke to him last year, and he was raving on about the book. So it's kind of a 70-year-old or 70 to 80-year-old man now, and someone living in Australia 40,000 years ago, I think, and they're both old, and they're both coming to the end of their lives. I think that's how he described them. I don't know whether it's changed since then, but that's how he's describing it. And when Tom Keneally puts anything together like that, you're thinking this is going to be brilliant. Stephanie Bishop, who I absolutely fell in love with because of The Other Side of the World a couple of years ago, is coming out with a new book this year, Man Out of Time. Karen and Dovey, who did the short stories all told from the point of view of different animals a couple of years ago that got everyone talking, is coming out with her first novel, which is The Garden of Fugitives. Nikki Gemmell's coming out with a new novel. Holly Ringland, who has been sold, her new book, The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart, has been sold around the world. I think 40 different countries have taken it. And this is another big release early in this year for HarperCollins, and it's kind of a dark story, but has a lot of light coming in. So it sort of starts off quite dark, but has I think it's quite uplifting by the end. And we've got a new one from Deborah Oswald, who is one of the creators behind the series.
The creator of Offspring.
Yeah.
I heard that book being compared to Offspring. I didn't understand that was why.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. the whole bright year. Yeah.
Offspring is just such a part of the vernacular of Australians now. People say they're having a Nina moment. referencing Offspring.
And if you follow Literary Minded on Twitter and all the others, Angela Meyer, who is Literary Minded, has got a book coming out this year as well. And from MUP, UQP, not MUP.
University of Queensland Press.
Yes, Robert Lukin's The Everlasting Sunday. I'm just dying to get into this one.
I love that title.
Yeah, it's this looks fantastic, and I've taken a copy home. So there's so much more than this. I mean, this year...
There's a lot.
There's a lot of stuff coming out.
Just listening to you go through that, I'm realising how this might be the biggest year ever.
When are we? Do you know we have a new Charlotte Wood around the corner?
I don't know if we have.
It's
about time. But we have Leanne Moriarty coming out with a new one. We have Matt Riley coming out with a new one. Of course, people like Di Morrison will be looking after us with another book. There's a whole range of authors who continually give us a book either every year or twice or every once every 2 years that we can't forget because they just keep supplying readers in Australia with great reads. So there's all those, but there's debuts everywhere.
And in any discussion about upcoming Australian books, we've got to talk about Aussie YA.
Yes.
We've got some really good ones coming up. There is, of course, Obsidio, the final book in the Illuminae trilogy by Amy Kaufman and Mr. Christoph.
Yeah. Mr. Christoph.
It's going to be...
Because that's his handle.
It's going to be amazing. And, you know...
That's been a long time
these
coming.
These guys are so epic. And also Amy Kaufman has a middle grade book coming out, which I just recently read, which just was so charming and lovely, called Ice Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
That's another good one. We have to talk about, in the middle grade conversation, Jacqueline Moriarty's The Extremely Inconvenient Adventures of Bronte Mitchell. So much is one of my favourites from
book.
The last year. Yeah. Ellie Marnie, who is... God, I just love her so much. Mm-hmm. Has an upcoming book called White Knight, which I loved. Amazing, awesome, and it combines like my two like favorite things, which is it's kind of a crime thriller, but with for YA.
Mm-hmm.
And I just read a book. I've never read anything by this author, and she's always recommended to me. But Lynette Noni.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a series going for a while, which I haven't yet read, but it's on my TBR, and it's called, I want to say, the first book is called Arcane, or Arcana.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, she's got a new series, which is the one I have read, the first book in that called Whisper, and that was really good. And, oh my God, there's so many things coming up, and I don't know what to talk about next. Okay, this is the last one, John.
Okay.
You say, Sarah.
I just want to talk about Small Spaces by Sarah Epstein, which is another YA thriller. They're seeing more and more YA thrillers at the moment, which I really like. This one is intense and creepy and involves like a possibly real, or is it really real, imaginary friend from someone's childhood coming back to wreak terror.
I like that.
It's super creepy, super addictive. Really, really loved it. And I will now stop talking about YA books.
Well, what we need to do is all the people we mentioned here should be nominated. If they're not nominated, get out there and nominate them for.
I'm already ticking like, as you were saying them. I was ticking them off and like they're nominated. They're already nominated. There. Like,
but there's a good chance our listener at home or in the car, wherever they are, is thinking, well, they haven't said XYZ. They haven't said Michelle de Kretzer. They haven't said
Trust me.
If you're thinking that, get online.
So listener, get online. Bron, is there a specific rigmarole they have to do? It's very simple, isn't it?
It is so simple. I mean, just for this nomination round, for Instagram and Facebook, go to those two. There's posts for Australian Stories. You'll see they each have hundreds of comments. Just join in the conversation, give us your opinion. And on Twitter, there are posts that you can comment and reply to or just tag us, but we're using the hashtag AusFaveAuthor, fave with a V-E, and that's where all the nominations are coming in.
It's a trending hashtag.
It is a trending hashtag. After 3 hours, people were talking about it so much, it started trending. So
I love that
hashtag
people get
trending
so
hashtag.
Hashtag trending hashtag.
Every time this time of year, I jump in and remind people that there were also authors before we were born. So
I loved your nomination yesterday.
So Henry Hannah Richardson and Marcus Clark and Christina Stead, I put them all in. Patrick White's in there. Kylie Tennant. Just keep throwing them in. So don't forget the oldies as well, because they're all...
yes, the ones that aren't on Twitter.
We tend to get so caught up in the authors who are releasing stuff now, because we're booksellers and that's what we do. But yeah, it's the favourite ever. Of all time. So anyone who is your favourite, nominate them.
Cummins Spinner, Florence James, and Dimitri Cusack, chuck that in as well. Yeah. So, although, I mean, there's so many great...
Wouldn't it be cool if Miles Franklin won?
That would be fantastic.
We have to change the name to the Miles Franklin. That'd be weird.
There was a nomination, actually.
Good.
But yeah, so that's all this week, and then on Monday, I believe, is when the heats start. So
that's when you get voting.
That's exactly when you get voting. That's crunch time, so really keep an eye out for those.
The heat will be on.
The heat is on. That is my favourite pun of this month.
And if you vote in the heats or the major prize, the finals, there is a prize.
There is a prize. So if you get involved in this, you could win something pretty awesome.
It's a but big, beautiful pack of Australian books, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So every, if you look at every day next week will be a different heat. So there'll be a different clump of authors together. So you'll need to come back day after day to vote in different heats because your authors may not be all in the one heat. So make sure that you return. And if you see someone that you're absolutely obsessed with in a heat and you want to get them more votes, then tell everyone you know.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
Mm.
Tag them in and let them know you voted for them. Just
you only get 24 hours. The heat's only open for 24 hours, I think. Or is
no,
it?
They're 2 days.
Oh, they're 2 days. Oh,
yeah,
good.
So I think Monday...
48 hours.
48 hours.
Monday is like heat one, Wednesday is heat two, that kind of pattern. So it's a little more time for you guys to spread the word.
A little but make more sure time, everyone, but be on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a drill. Be on it. You've got 48 hours for each one.
So follow Booktopia on Twitter and subscribe to our blog.
Because every year, every year after the poll is run, after we announce the winners, someone comes up and goes, what about such and such? And I go, well, yeah, you didn't nominate them and then you didn't vote for them.
Yeah, don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
Don't
you're
like
into it now.
They want your votes.
I'm
so
excited to see who wins.
I think we've galvanised our listeners to...
I think we have. We've convinced them all now to go onto our social media and join in the chat.
I'm going to go on there and make sure I've
got
everyone I need to nominate.
Good. Yeah, no, I made John yesterday. I said, John, make sure you do yours. And Sarah, now that you're back, get on there.
I am back.
You are.
Holidays
are
over.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next week at 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.